Kent Monkman, a Nayya artist from the community of Fisher River, is well known for his large theatrical paintings in which he uses a full arsenal of art strategies to revisit and transform depictions of relations between settlers and indigenous people. Unlike what its title seems to suggest, this action portrayed in Wedding at Sodom is not a biblical story played out in the Holy Land. In fact, it is set in the American West in the early 19th century. The painting is part of a series in which Monkman reinterprets the Rocky Mountain rendezvous gatherings that took place between 1825 and 1840. These get-togethers were underwritten by major trading companies such as the Hudson Bay Company and the American Fur Company. Trappers came to sell to the traders their pelts they had harvested over the winter and spring, and to buy supplies without having to travel to large towns. Beyond their practical function, the rendezvous also offered unique opportunities for socialization. They became more popular every year and might draw 1,000 people. Regular visitors, aside from the trappers and traders, included indigenous families, European tourists, priests, and other individuals hoping to profit from this extraordinary gathering. Many of the trappers led lonely lives throughout the year, and they took advantage of these occasions to drink, sing, dance, and socialize with the other people who had made the voyage to the gathering. The rendezvous provided a rare chance for settlers and indigenous people to mix. The settlers were exposed, often for the first time, to aspects of indigenous spirituality and sexuality with which they were unfamiliar. In fact, Monkman portrays the event from a two-spirit angle, underscoring how these gatherings offered many pioneers a chance to throw off the repressive limitations of the traditional sexual and social roles in European Christian society. The bacchanal that he shows reflects the tolerance, camaraderie, partnership, and liberated sexuality that underlay that rendezvous. At the back of the composition, Miss Chief Eagle Testicle, Monkman's artistic alter ego, is astride a horse, ardently preparing to shoot an arrow of desire at a handsome cowboy. Behind her, a blanket with the colored stripes of the Hudson's Bay Company floats in the wind. Monkman appropriates the blanket, a symbol of colonial imposition and destruction for many indigenous people, by transforming it into a sort of pride flag. Although at first glance, the painting may seem like a queer utopia, the attentive observer will note some details that seem ambiguous. For instance, on either side of the celebration taking place in the foreground, we can see unconscious figures. Are they drunk, sick, dead? Monkman leaves it up to us to interpret. Indeed, although the settler participants enjoyed the rendezvous, it was different for the indigenous people. These gatherings often turned hostile or violent. In fact, the allusion to the biblical story of Sodom and Gomorrah, cities whose destruction by fire was orchestrated by God to punish their sinful inhabitants, invariably colors our reading of this painting.